Greetings and welcome to the Audio Tidbits Podcast Network. We hope you enjoy the show.
I'm Dr. Gary Crow, and this is How to Matter. Thanks for joining me for this episode of How to Matter. I was recently going through my timeline on Facebook. I'm at Dr. Gary Crow on Facebook. At any rate, I came across what I thought was a truly interesting post. Now, of course, I'm going to leave the author of that post anonymous for obvious reasons, as you will see. But nonetheless, the post fascinated me from the perspective of what people are willing to say, how they express themselves, and the plans that they make publicly on Facebook. This particular post reported that the writer was angry with folks where the writer was employed. At any rate, this particular Facebooker indicated an intent to punch somebody out at work. Actually, that's not quite correct. The writer indicated a desire to punch someone out at work. Either way, it kind of surprised me that anyone would make a comment about that on Facebook referring to their employer, but nonetheless, the whole point was that the poster was angry, was upset, was unhappy, and was exploring how to go about being angry. The choice this time was to make a post on Facebook, but there were certainly other options. But that got me to thinking about the issue of how one goes about being angry. Are there better ways and less good ways to express one's anger? Since I am at some fundamental level a philosopher, I of course checked back with Aristotle to see what he had to say about the subject. Let me share that with you.
Aristotle, the great man himself, said, "Anyone can become angry, that is easy. But to be angry with the right person, to the right degree, at the right time, for the right purpose, and in the right way, this is not easy."
Those philosophers, you gotta love them. Aristotle is himself, I suspect, an example of something another philosopher is likely to have said. At least I suspect it was a philosopher. The point was, talk about it or think about it long enough, and anything can become simply too complex to solve. It can become complex beyond the capacity of any individual to figure out or work out a usable solution. As it turns out, anger certainly fits into that category. It may be just too tough to do. Let's think about how that might work.
How would that work? First, you need to be clear about what made you angry. Next, you need to determine who did or didn't do whatever made you angry. That is the right person, the only one you get to be angry with.
Okay, that's a start. We know who to be angry with. It may seem that that was obvious, but that's not necessarily true. Sometimes we know that we're angry, but aren't quite sure what upset us or with whom we are upset. Following Aristotle's edict, though, it's absolutely essential that as a first step, we figure out precisely who we're angry with. Having done that, do we then just confront that person and blow up in their face or do whatever it was we were contemplating doing? No way. Aristotle says it's way more complex than this. Let's see what the next step is.
Having determined with whom to be angry, you can't just get angry. You need to decide just how angry you can reasonably get about whatever happened. You determine the degree of anger that is appropriate, based on your analysis.
Okay, we seem to be getting there. We're making progress. Now, can we just go ahead and get angry? No, we have to determine something additional. You can't just go getting angry anywhere, anytime, with anyone, whenever, however you choose to do that. I suppose one of the conclusions is that Facebook may not be an appropriate venue for anger, although, who knows? You know, just saying. Nonetheless, let's see what the next step is in this complex journey to expressing our anger.
So far, so good. You know who to get angry with and just how angry you can get. Can you simply go ahead and be angry? Absolutely not. According to Aristotle, there is a time for anger which seems to imply that there are times that you can't get angry. You need to be sure this is the right time. If not, you will just have to wait for the right time to come. It's clear that anger isn't for the impatient.
Okay, I'm feeling pretty good about this. I think we've got this anger thing worked out. We're good to go. We can go ahead and get angry. We know who to get angry with. We know how angry to get. We know when it's the right time to get angry. And I'm pretty much feeling that now is the right time. But whoa, Aristotle says no way. He has additional conditions. There you go. That's being a philosopher, if you will. Additional conditions. Okay, let's check them out. What are the additional conditions?
Well, you have identified the right person and know just how angry you can be. You are sure it's the right time. So, do you do your getting angry thing? Not yet. You might think that getting angry is its own justification, but you would be wrong. You don't get angry just because you are angry. You need to have a purpose. Will any purpose do? No, you need to have the right purpose. You don't know what that means? You don't know what the right purpose is? Sorry, you are out of luck. You can't get angry until you figure that out. It's the right purpose or no getting angry today for you.
If you're familiar with negotiation, then it's likely that you're very familiar with nibbling. That's when you think you've made a deal. You think you finally got everything worked out. Absolutely every contingency, every issue has been resolved. And you're just about getting ready to sign the contract. And the opposition says, oh, there's just one more little thing. It doesn't amount to too much, but we kind of neglected to bring it up. And, you know, we'd like to put this on the table now and get it out of the way. I don't think it'll be any big deal, but let's think about this. And then they tell you the little nibble, which turns out not to be a little nibble at all. It's more like a great big bite that you weren't expecting. Well, it just so happens that Aristotle is a negotiator. He's doing exactly the same thing. He has one more nibble that turns out perhaps to be the biggest bite of all. Let's see what it is.
You have worked through the prerequisites to getting angry, so do you get angry now? You can, with one more restriction. You have to determine the right way to be angry. There are apparently approved protocols for being angry, and you need to select the right protocol, all things considered, and there are a lot of factors to consider. You may do well to contract it out to an expert. That way you will reduce the likelihood of your screwing up this getting angry stuff. Actually, you should probably just leave getting angry to the professionals.
Okay, what do you think? Is getting angry a good idea? Is it something you want to do? Is it a course worth pursuing? Be appropriately assertive. Sure. Express your opinion. Sure. Let people know what you think and how you feel. Sure. But get angry? I don't think so. Particularly since the outcome is much more likely to be screwing things up than it is straightening things out or making them better. When all's said and done, it's just not worth it. Thanks for joining me for this episode of How to Matter. If you have any comments, suggestions, or other kinds of things you would like to share, my email address is gac@drgarycrow.com, or you can reach me on Twitter @drgarycrow. You can subscribe to How to Matter on your favorite podcast player, or simply go to drgarycrow.com and click on the subscribe button. I sure hope we have a chance to visit again soon.